Last week, we told you about how the cost of building a new high school in Rawlins is running millions of dollars more than was expected. Costs are up because construction companies cannot find enough workers in Wyoming, and it is not easy to bring them in from out of state. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan explains.
Jeremy Smith is the business manager for Sheridan School District 1 in Ranchester. He's excited to show me the new Tongue River Elementary School, or at least the plot of land where the school should be.
Well, right now what you're going to see when we get up here a little bit closer is you're going to just see pasture.
The school was supposed to be under construction by now, but last month State School Construction said they didn't have the money.
I think we did everything right in this case. We didn't redesign a whole new school. We went and found one that was built twice already in the state.
The district planned to keep its costs down by borrowing the design for its new school from one that had been built last year in Buffalo. That school
was built for about $211 a square foot. When we opened bids on the same school, it was $280.
In other words, the new Tongue River would cost 25% more than the same school design did last year, just 30 miles away. It's a problem of supply and demand. This year, there's about as much construction work in Wyoming as there was in 2008. But back then, the state had about 30,000 people working in construction. Now, there are only about 22,000.
Usually there's people waiting and willing to come to work. I've been with the business since 99, and it's the worst I've seen.
Ron Kaiser is the vice president of Mike's Electric, one of the contractors that bid high on the new Tongue River School. He's so busy, I had to catch up with him at a job site, a Veterans Association treatment plant just outside of Sheridan. He says he's had to raise benefits to attract enough workers.
What's really strange, you go into an interview and they're actually interviewing you instead of you interviewing them. You know, you're telling them what you have to offer to see if they'll come to work for you.
Mike Sullivan's also scouting the VA job. He works for the general contractor Baytance Enterprises. Sullivan says if you're drug-free and can pass a background check, there's a 50-hour-a-week construction job waiting for you. But for now, if you want to get something built, he can only offer this advice.
Wait. Your turn will come. Yeah, because every project's suffering right now. Every project's suffering.
We don't really have any place to pinpoint that we can draw employees from right now.
That's Wyoming Construction Coalition President Josh Carnahan. Construction work dried up by 2010, and a lot of workers left the state. Carnahan says that now, with the nation's economy much better, it's tough to get those workers to move back.
The only way we can draw employees right now is pay better wages, pay better benefits. That translates it directly into higher bidding costs of projects.
Carnahan says the long-term solution is getting more Wyoming kids into apprenticeships, although that will take time. But that's not the only problem. Public projects in the state, like schools, are subject to what's called in-state preference. Contractors that are based in Wyoming are favored over out-of-state contractors, even if their bid is up to 5% higher. Jim Chappett works for Wyoming's Construction Management Division.
They also have to meet the 70-30 rule. At least 70% of their subcontractors have to be resident contractors.
That means that contractors like Ron Kaiser and Mike Sullivan need to look for employees here in Wyoming to maintain a competitive edge in bidding on public projects. And out-of-state contractors?
They're not coming in and bidding work because they're already 5% behind before they start.
So why not just get rid of in-state preference or suspend it until the current construction boom is over? The policy is set by the legislature, so I called Senate floor leader Phil Nicholas, who has worked on in-state preference for years.
It's a pendulum that moves back and forth, protectionism versus opening it up to or to eliminating any preferences.
Nicholas says he understands why in-state preference is frustrating to some right now. Public projects are a big portion of the current construction boom. But he says if there are no Wyoming contractors available to work on the Tongue River School,
you may have to wait a year. But are you better off to wait a year and keep those people employed, or are you better off to say, well, we're going to go find somebody out of state, bring them in, they're going to bring in their temporary labor, and then they'll be gone?
You can see right here, there's a corner post.
Back in Ranchester, Jeremy Smith looks over the fields where he hopes his school will be. He's not mad.
Just frustrated, I think. We got a ton of kids in a really small school, and we're kind of stuck right now.
Smith says the plan now is to go over the school design and try and whittle away any cost they can. They'll open Tongue River Elementary up to bids again in the fall. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.